99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back to Dailies Today. Yes, yes, we're back to Dailies Today this morning. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy, this is Sheriff Mark Mamijo. I still have many days. And this old ticker is getting weary and weary. So go easy. Go easy. They want to know what we were talking about that we came laughing on. Will you be the one to tell them?
No.
Neither will
let's not. Yeah.
Let's go down to business.
Yeah, yeah. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch. On Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. So here we go with this one here. In the Punch page 2, that's where we start from. Recent crisis aimed at stopping me, Tinubu.
Tinubu dropped this bombshell yesterday. And I'm going to do my best, you know, to give my most honest opinion. It's subject to people not agreeing with it. And it's subject to all kinds of controversies, but it will be my honest opinion. I am of the view that Ashiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu either does not have good advisors or he doesn't listen to them. Because with the declaration he made yesterday, it's going to have far implications for his desire to be the president and commander-in-chief of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. I can tell you safely from history, nobody takes a current government head on, no matter your sphere of influence, and gets away with it. Indeed, Moshood Abiola, with all the connections that he had and all the power and whatever, unfortunately, God rest his soul, lost his life under that circumstance. What I can see brewing, is a Tinubu that is ready to take on the presidency, quote, whatever it takes. And I think that I don't want to use the word warning me, Otobe, I can't warn him, but my early advice to him is, do not bring people into a fight that is exclusively yours. Because why was it in Ogun State, amongst the Yoruba people, that you gave an implication that Buhari or the current presidency are sabotaging your efforts, because they are the only people, to my mind, who, even if you talk of sabotage in the fuel distribution that you said, it's only the government, it was the government's decision, Buhari's personal decision, virtually, as it turned out to be himself and Emefiele, probably he even instructed Emefiele, we don't know. But he's giving interviews to say that we are going to change the color of the currency. Okay, we're going to change the color of the currency. And principally targeted at politicians. And he has no apology for it. And I stand by him. I stand by him on that. I mean, come on. Let's talk in general terms here. Why should we citizens not have a say in who rules us or who presides over us? And it is being done by vote buying, intimidation of all sorts. And Buhari said he's going to fight these things to a standstill. So there are certain persons, I don't want to call their names, you better be on standby to take Buhari on if you feel you're up to it. And I am glad the president did this. Back to what I was saying, I think that elders very quickly need to talk to Ashiwaju that, listen, don't bring the people, especially the Yoruba people, because we have to face this thing head on. Don't bring them into a fight that is yours. The Yorubas have not been marginalized in the politics of Nigeria. They've had presidency for 8 years. They've had vice presidency for 8 years out of how many years? 26 or so. Mm-hmm. They've had about 3 speakers. There's been Gbaja. There's been Bankole.
Dimeji Bankole.
There's been Ete. So this is not a Yoruba fight. Let's get that one clear from the beginning before people start going haywire. This is a personal fight. Buhari says he is going to make sure that nobody uses money. In most cases, the source of the money is, we all have a fair idea where that comes from. Do you want us to run a campaign and an election on bullion vans? Our people need to support our president on this because we are the beneficiaries. We need to support our president on this. They can go sort out their political whatever, but in principle, he must stay. And I don't believe the time should be extended. Because why do I say so? All over the world now, there's a crackdown on cash. Because a lot of, to be honest with you, if you are not involved in something illicit, why would you keep billions of cash in your house? What are you doing with it? Why would you keep billions of naira in cash? For what? What for? I want you to sit back and ask yourself, what would you be needing that kind of money for? And when Buhari saw the example of this, that's why the things that you do in the morning can come back to haunt you in the evening. He didn't go unnoticed that 2 billion vans during an election entered this man's house. And therefore, we need to support the
government. His election.
Sorry?
His election.
His own election. Mm. Yes, it doesn't mean, because he is a beneficiary, it doesn't mean, I like what you said, his election, but he would have noted. He wasn't the one that brought in the bullion van. It's this gentleman. You know?
But it's his election.
But his election. So?
It's his election.
So because it was his election, he shouldn't do anything now.
So, number one, I don't think that there is anybody being targeted here. That's number one. Number two, I would love to believe,
yes,
that all of this is just one grand scheme somewhere. Because I actually don't think that the party can be fighting amongst themselves and all of that. No, I don't want to believe that.
I debunked that before we came on.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that there is no cohesive party. What you have in the APC today is a conglomeration of interests. Look at what has happened. You have a candidate of a ruling party. How many times has the president really campaigned? The one he went to recently, for some reason the mic went off, only for them to discover that wires were caught. Mm. Who caught the wires?
Rats.
Right. This one is laughing behind the pillar. I think that from the onset, the president was not supportive of Bola Ahmed Tinubu for whatever reason. I don't know.
For whatever reason.
His body language. I watched that. The primaries.
Yeah.
I watched it because I was out of the country. So where I was, even when they had the night episodes, it was day for me. So I watched it thoroughly. And Buhari's... And look at the campaign that he went, where even Ashiwaju was calling his name, Buhari, that has now become a skit. He kept a deadpan face. Buhari stands for himself. You know, that's the way I look at him. He stands for himself and a principle. And he's unshaken about it. Whether he benefits or not, is neither here nor there. If you talk about because he's benefiting, I think it's a bit of subtle blackmail. You know, we're trying to blackmail the man. I think he has done the right thing. The fact that he benefited notwithstanding, I think he has done the right thing.
So I'm going to be. So I'm going to be very unusual. So I think that politics is this way. Should be this way. If you have benefited from people,
yes,
then you must make people benefit from you as well. It's like a must.
No.
So if you don't want to... Let me land first.
No, I'm not talking to you. Like,
okay. I'm seeing that finger. That finger is telling
me... I'm warming up.
Wait, oh, I'll go slap you now if you don't give So I think that if for whatever reasons the president benefited from Tinubu's support in emerging,
including financial inducement,
I don't know. I don't care. I really don't know. He should have benefited from his support. It shouldn't be seen now that he's standing in his way.
So that exercise should be repeated again.
What exercise?
No, he should allow cash.
No. So I'm not talking about
a good leader. I will debunk what you said.
I said that in politics. In politics.
We are talking of the lives.
We can talk about people. That. Yes.
You're making it sound as if it's a board meeting. It's not.
No, but I'm
we,
not
we are talking so because people were disenfranchised when Buhari was being voted in some way, it should not be allowed again.
So
at one point do we end this?
Morally, you are right. And I agree with you. Right.
Shake my hand.
So
that's the end of, end of story.
Shake, don't remove your hand now.
I don't trust anybody.
I'm saying that you did not just do that.
I did. See, I will face you head on. Because you see, for me, jokes apart, what is most important to me are the people of Nigeria.
To me too.
And the voters, and that, how could I at my age cast a vote that will not count?
I agree.
It's one of the reasons why people have refused to vote all the time.
All votes should count.
So, I don't think, I agree with you that I don't think he targeted him alone. Atiku's case is just probably just as bad anyway. You know, so it's not him alone. But that we cannot allow money rule us.
I totally am for that.
He didn't stop at that. He also spoke about intimidation.
Yes.
Look at that. In Lagos now, I feel like a caged animal. Even at my level, I feel like a caged animal. Because in Lagos now, it's difficult for anybody to tell me that you do not feel that you are under some kind of pressure, either physically or otherwise. It's not that you are abused in the social media. You are abused to high heavens just because you disagree. You want to do. Let us bring Jandor into the studio and Doherty and Kunle Uthman and so on, and ask them the efforts they have made to put up billboards and so on and so forth. We can't run away from these things. We could not have fought the military many years ago only for some civilians and whatever to subject us to what the military did not even subject us to. We cannot. And somebody must be brave enough to put a stop to this. And we should thank God that Buhari has that as his mantra. And he kept saying that if anything at all, he's going to make sure that this election is free and fair. That's the minimum. If not, okay, so if you even complain, what are you doing with all this money?
Investment.
Look, I sat down again. I didn't sleep all night. I sat down again and did a forensic clearance of my head to think about this. So who stocks cash at home for what? You need to ask yourself, with the kind of banking that we have, is it proceeds from motor sales that you keep stacking up and putting in cement bags in your house? And for what purpose? No, how much cash do you have? Do you know that as I'm sitting down here, I don't think I have up to 2,000. When I hear people also complaining, we went to ATM. What am I? My card is there. If it fails, I go to the bank and get cash so I can do bank transfer. You have so many options.
Well, you know.
So what? You know what?
You know, money get level, shall.
There's no money level.
Money get level.
Philip. There, he doesn't carry cash. If I tell him to buy me orange on the road, maybe it's a way to avoid me.
Uncle Jimmy, money get level.
There's no money.
If you get. I am not kidding.
No, you see, because
there are levels to these things.
Because okay, you
just have to have cash at some point.
I'm not saying not have cash.
No, I'm saying when you get to that level, Uncle Jimmy. When you get to that level.
Which level?
You go get Ghana must go inside one
vault. But what for?
That's what I'm saying. That level.
Look,
the demand will come.
It can't come in cash.
The demand will come. You will need the raw cash.
For what? I'm not a politician. I'm not.
That's why I said when you get to that level.
It is because, let me tell you, let's call it a spade a spade.
Yeah, let's call it spade.
In 99% of cases where people keep bundles of cash at home and in certain areas, it's for illegal things that cannot be traced. The world is frowning at this. That is what is funding terrorism, drug trade, and so on and so forth. Let's be honest here now. Why would you keep billions of money? For what? I mean, for what? Even in politics, you want to disburse money for logistics. If it wasn't that there was some funny thing about it, you would have an accountant and a cashier. You can transfer money. There's a coordinator in wherever it is. You transfer money to him. And even if he needs cash on that day, he goes to the bank, he collects the cash, And then it distributes. So what is it? Most of these things, believe you me, are for things that people must not hear.
Pretty low.
And then there's another part of it. There was also, sorry, I need to finish this analysis. There was also a veiled reference to the North yesterday. And that's why I said that Tinubu has not been. So if you start attacking the North and you're trying to whip up sentiments that is the Yoruba's turn, do you want Ganduje to go and campaign that for you in Kano? He's shooting himself in the foot. He's shooting himself in the foot. Do you want Equerima? Any of the top Easterners to go and campaign to them in the East, that is the Yoruba stone? If you go along that route, you are still shooting yourself in the foot. My advice to Asiwaju is go along with the campaign. Tell Nigerians what you actually do have for them. Now that you've attacked government, you've put somebody like Festus Keyamo. You've put him in an embarrassing So where does Festus lie now? Is Festus going to continue with the campaign when the government in which he's a minister is being accused of sabotage? You're putting so many people, even people who are close to you that support you for whatever reasons. There are some people who will be saying to themselves, I don't want to be seen as we are Nigeria. Let's be very honest with ourselves. I don't want to be seen to, because when the issue of also brigandage and whatever is added to this thing, then you know that there is more than meets the eye. And I think he wasn't tactful. I think he wasn't tactful for Asiwaju to have made this particular statement. The issue of the oil crisis or whatever, how it relates to him, I don't understand.
Yeah?
I don't understand. I think that in fairness, in his innocence, he was just trying to raise up, you know, the support in the, but he got it completely wrong. And I call the people who know, the likes of Chief Oshoba and so on, who were there yesterday, should tell him some home truths. I should have to tell him some home truths. Because one of the most painful things that happened eventually was the death of Moshood Abiola. Ask his family and they will tell you how traumatic it was for them. I rest my case this morning.
Yes, please. Let's take another story here.
I thought you were going to argue with me.
No. That was a good, what do they call it? What do they say in the law court when lawyers are coming to say their final statement? Yeah.
They have one Latin word for it. But
yeah, that's a good closing. Yes, it's a good closing. Let's take this one from Vanguard. Naira notes why talks with CBN bank CEOs failed to hold reps.
I'm not surprised that these talks fail to hold. I wonder why in my country we are so ceremonial about things. Currencies are changed every time in other countries. You have to bring out an announcement and they'll give you a notice that from so-and-so time, it will no longer be legal tender. No fuss is made because nobody keeps cash at home. What it just means is that from a particular date, so if you have 10, 15, 20, 30, 100,000 at home, what do? You pay it to the bank.
Exactly.
And you get that. I don't know. Why extend? When you say the date should be extended, for what?
Just walk to the bank, deposit the old notes.
Walk to the bank, deposit the old notes, and then write a check up. Yeah. Use your. I don't know. What I will tell you is this. If you give 1 year for it to happen, Nigerians will still complain. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the reps or all these bodies really and truly should be interfering in this. It's a very simple process. We make a fuss out of everything, always because there is something behind it. The politicians will want to extend it. Some of them have found it a bit difficult. But this government knows what it's doing. They are targeting people who have loads of cash at home. That's what they are doing. People who can't pass money to the bank, people who don't chop government money. You know, if you are in the social media, you see some of the Ghana must go bags that there was one. You can't even, I can imagine the money must have been smelling. It was almost in shreds. You couldn't, in big Ghana must go bags, buried in all kinds of places. Are we going to wait perpetually for people like that to watch their money, as it were? I think the government should stand its ground. CBN, Emefiele should stand its ground, supported by the president. And let's move on. If people lose their money, so be it. What are you doing keeping that kind of money at home? For what? Okay, so I would have thought that, honestly, anybody with any honest whatever, Even if you're out of town, 2 months or how many months was it? Was the notice about 2 months?
3 months.
3 months is enough time for you to run down, do the needful, and go back. That's if you're not around, unless there's more than meets the eye. So this idea of reps meeting CBN and whatever, and bank CEOs, I think most of them have decided that you can go sort yourselves out. They should stick to the January 31st date.
Yeah. Let's go back to the punch. Parties back U.S. visa ban on election riggers.
I don't like the sound of this. This is like another Chatham House issue. So is that supposed to be punishment that I can't get a visa to go to the United States? Is it heaven?
No. I can answer that one.
Is it going for Hajj or going for pilgrimage?
No.
If you can't go to the United States, you go to another country. I know the principle, you know, I know the principle behind it, but I'm a nationalist of some sort. And I find some of these things a bit offensive, that another country will be telling me, we should be the one punishing those who rig. If we got our act together, it won't get to a point where another country will tell you, those who rig your country shouldn't go. I mean, don't we have self-pride? We should be the one. So you have parties backing. Yes, yes. If you rig, you won't go to America. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at it from a nationalist standpoint. That we should begin to take some pride in ourselves. Ghana did not tell us we can't come to Ghana. Benin didn't say we can't go. So some country would say that if you rig in your country, you can't come here. I like it for them. It's good for them. The optics is good for them. But for our own people to be backing it and say parties back and issue statements backing this and that, let's have some sense of national pride in both our reactions and in our actions. Packing your bag and baggage and going to some Chatham House in the UK for elections in Nigeria, I don't know. We need to start electing, you know, people who have a third eye, who are nationalists in spirit. So that people can have pride in being Nigerians. Imagine now it become a prayer point in church. All those who, our next prayer point is those who applied for visa. God should answer them. Everybody go, amen.
Yeah.
If you can't go to America, go to Dubai. If you must see something.
If you must get out of the country.
Yeah, go to Canada.
Mm-hmm. Let's take our last story as we go.
Or Mexico.
Mexico.
Okay. Fellow Mexico.
No. Hisba allowed me marry my daughter's boyfriend, woman.
This is from yesterday. And the woman, Khadija, the woman explains further that she approached Hisba and they gave her the go ahead and she contacted clerics. That since her daughter, you heard from yesterday, had refused the hands of this man, and then she decided that it's not good for such a good man to go away. So she volunteered herself to the man to keep him.
After forcing her husband to divorce her.
That's why some Islamic clerics are now saying that they want to look at that. Which kind of man? How did she force her man to divorce her? Could it be that this husband that wanted to marry her daughter, there must be more than misery, but she should go on.
Even the families were against it.
Well, what was the attraction for the man himself?
No idea. She just said that.
Are you sure that
she said she didn't want him? She didn't want both of them to lose.
Okay, listen. Okay, so this guy was your daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
What was the attraction for the guy? Only the kurube.
Yeah.
Yes, kurube can use kurube to. It's Tiro Wambe. They can put it on the eye.
But the daughter refused in the end to marry the guy.
The daughter refused to marry the guy, so she now married him.
Okay, so you're saying that the kurube could have been...
From the woman herself. This one, I'm sure. It's a story I wish we could investigate, find out who the guy is. The guy himself.
I read the story yesterday. It was quite intriguing.
But what's the guy's financial standing? So that we can rule money out of
it
and now go back to love.
They didn't exactly mention that.
That's because
the other angle is this, right? Why did Hisba approve of such a thing without recourse to the family of the woman? Hisba is supposed to be the religious police.
Look at it. This police is police.
Is it that bad?
Police is police. I would like to call on the editor of the Punch to tell Mr. Tukur Muntari, who wrote the story, to please go and interview the two people, the couple, okay, and then do a background check on the husband. Let's know if he's a multimillionaire.
I mean, what's special about him?
If he's a multimillionaire,
as in, no, why would the woman?
Yes, there must be a reason. Yes, now your family, supposing who is the rich man?
Where? So, you can use your title.
Let's go.
I was waiting now.
I haven't slept all night trying to construct this analysis this morning. But I'll continue at 9 o'clock.
All right.
And have you call in and have people call in. Please, when we do call in, let's make it a nice descent. It's not targeting anybody. Just look at it.
All right, that's our show. Thank you so much for coming. Lagos, thank you. Let's talk mental health at 8 o'clock. Good morning to you.
Rishi, where's your sister?
She's in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, call her for me.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not